This message that I want to give sort of continues with the theme that's in it, that talks about our opportunity to witness. The title of that article in that one is, "The Fields Are Already White Unto Harvest." Now, as that applies to us individually, what is our responsibility? I want to give a title today that is mirrored in many scriptures, but it's a title where I would say, stir up the gift. There are many times when we look back at things that happened and we realize we wasted an opportunity. Many times opportunities arise. We don't always know what's the best response when a situation is presented to us. But the Apostle Paul, speaking to the people of his day, and it certainly applies throughout time, he's effectively saying, seize the moment. Because we don't know how many moments we're going to have with any particular individual. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, it says, "Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands." Now, what does that have to do with his hands? Well, we understand the phraseology to refer to the laying on of hands ceremony after baptism for the receipt of God's Spirit. So that reflects back to what he just said, stirring up the gift of God, which is in you. God's Spirit. Now at Passover time, we are told, and we do, examine ourselves. We tend to do that with a negative reflection on our guilty past, let's say. But I want to turn that around. Let's examine ourselves in the positive point of view. Not for negative characteristics, but for potentially positive characteristics. Most of us are familiar with the parable of the pounds or the parable of the talents, like we read, for example, in Matthew chapter 25, verses 15 to 29. I'm going to presume everyone's familiar with those. But we see in those examples that there's three kinds of people. There's people that are motivated. There's people that are just average. And there are people who shrink back, who are neglectful, in large part because, at times, they're fearful. Those are the responses that you can find in most any person. How many of those do we recognize in ourselves? Which one of those are we? That's something we need to ask ourselves. And that's the area of examining ourselves that I want to bring out here. The motivated person is looking to serve more than personal interests. The average person is interested in doing what's necessary to serve self-interests, but not much more than that. The neglectful person is afraid. Simply lazy, let's say. Afraid to step out and act. I think each of us can identify with any one of those, depending on when and where. We need to have a correct assessment of our own personal proclivities. How do we stir up the gift? That's the question. How does that manifest itself in our everyday conduct? Number one, it's important to have a good grasp on the truth. We need to avoid wasting time or wasting a momentary opportunity. Let's look at some scriptures that talk about this. It's in Romans chapter 13, for example. Romans 13, verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Life is going on. We're getting closer to the conclusion of our race. What he's saying is, be aware of what we ought to be doing. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, verse 16. And this is a pointed message to every one of us who have been in the truth for any length of time. Verse 16. It says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Redeeming the time, filled with the Spirit. Do we see the message there? Colossians 4. Let's move over to Colossians 4. Verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Again, he says, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. That isn't talking about a soapbox delivery. This is talking about assessing the situation, who we're talking to, where they're coming from, what they want to know. It takes a lot of good sense to not blow it with a person who's perhaps interested in asking a question. We need to season it with salt. And that's where God's Spirit can help us to discern what exactly we ought to do in response so that we can see fruit from what we put forth. That's important. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let them slip? Is that talking about not keeping in mind what we need to remember to do? Or is that talking about a missed opportunity? It could be. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers. Oh, this was a takedown of the congregation that he was dealing with, because people had been in the truth for so long, and yet they were effectively not doing what they should have been doing. And this is a message to anyone who has been in the truth for any length of time, who has been taught over and over again. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Being strong meat, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of faith, of reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Using what we have and what we know builds skill and proficiency in what we're doing. Two verses in 1 Peter, verse 17. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And a reflection of that continues in chapter 4, verse 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? We're being scrutinized. We're being watched. We're being judged. So with that, we should recognize that we need to stir up the gift. In 1 Timothy 4:14 it says, neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Similar statement to what we read earlier. Laying on of hands, reference to the receipt of God's Spirit in a formal situation. We ought to be teachers. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. We read verse 17. Let's look at verse 10. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, I've mentioned Romans 12 in past messages, but I think it's good to once again review Romans 12. Because we will ask ourselves, what do I do to stir up the gift? What's expected of me? Not everyone can be everything. Not everyone can be a speaker. Not everyone can be a leader. Not everyone can do the various things that need doing within the congregation. But each of us has a whole list of things that we can look to as our means of stirring up the gift. I won't take the time to read it all, but in Romans chapter 12, he lists a whole bunch of things that would qualify in stirring up the gift. I count at least 28 things that he mentions, many of which would apply to most of us. Some not, but there are so many ways that we can use God's Spirit in relating to other people. Let me just hit a few highlights here. But Romans chapter 12, basically the whole chapter, 21 verses there. Let's just look at a few of the possibilities to recognize that we're members of one another. That's in verse 5. Having gifts different according to the grace that is given us, whether prophecy, verse 7, or ministry, so that's serving. Teaching, that's in verse 7. Exhorting, verse 8. Giving, ruling, showing mercy, it's in verse 8. Cleave to that which is good. What is that referring to? Is that our involvement with the right people? Verse 10, be kindly affectioned. Honor one another, preferring one another. Verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in the Spirit. Verse 12, rejoicing, patient, instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. exhibiting hospitality, rejoicing with those that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of the same mind one to another, not wise in your own conceits. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, verse 17. Verse 18, live peaceably with all men. Verse 19, don't avenge yourselves. Verse 20, feed your enemy. Verse 21, he caps it off with overcome evil with good. All of those many things can show us how to use God's Spirit to stir up the gift that is in us. It's something that was meant to be used. How many people are going to hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant? How many people are going to hear the words, unprofitable servant? Where are we individually in that arena? What will we hear? Hopefully the well done. But that's measured by how much we stir up the gift.